with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. Vice President and veteran J.D. Vance took part in the ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He says members of the military are one of the nation's greatest assets.
The most important natural resource that we have is that we have hundreds of thousands of young people every single month who sign up to put on the uniform and risk their lives for their fellow citizens. That is a resource we cannot squander. That is a resource we must protect.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether states can continue to count late-arriving mail ballots. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices took up an appeal from Mississippi after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that the state law allowing properly postmarked ballots that arrive shortly after Election Day to be counted violated federal law. Mississippi is among 18 states and the District of Columbia that accept such ballots. President Trump strongly opposes those late-arriving ballots. The case will be argued in the late winter or early spring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history appears to be nearing an end, but not without leaving a mark on an already struggling economy. About 1.25 million federal workers missed at least one or two paychecks. Thousands of flights have been canceled, government contract awards have slowed, and some food aid recipients have seen their benefits interrupted. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 559 points, the Nasdaq dropped 58, the S&P 500 advanced 14. This is SRN News. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zohran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's attorney general filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to end a pregnancy. Pro-life advocates have targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Billionaire Warren Buffett issuing a warning to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders.
The legendary investor says many companies will fare better than his Berkshire Hathaway in the decades ahead as Father Time catches up with the 95-year-old icon. But he reassures his audience that he does remain confident in his successor. The man, known as the Oracle of Omaha, reflected on life in a letter to shareholders where he also announced $1.3 billion in new charitable gifts to the four family foundations run by his children. Rich Thomason reporting.
Economists flagging trouble today as the University of Michigan reports consumer sentiment near record lows. Analysts blame prolonged political gridlock and ongoing job concerns. New record highs for some stocks on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 559 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.